All right. Good morning. At 8:30, Ron Hausman is going to be gone today, so I was sworn in as temporary presiding commissioner. So I will call this 9 o'clock meeting to order. And if you would rise, and Helen, would you lead us in prayer? Please stand.
Our most precious Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, Lord, we just thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love. Father, we pray that you would guide and direct each thing that's said and done here today, Lord, that you would be with us throughout the day, that we might be a shining light for you. Guard our mouths, our minds, our heart, that we would be uphold whatever your word is, Lord. We again thank you for your goodness, Lord, and for your Son, Jesus, that died on the cross for our sins. In his name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you would lead us in the church.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ms. Helen. Like I said, Ron is having some, dealing with some family illnesses right now, not him, and so he will not be here. He may not be here the rest of the week, we're not sure, but we'll just go on. Just for a point for anybody, I guess the media who's listening in, we are going to move all the afternoon agenda items to Thursday morning. So there won't be any afternoon sessions today. The next order of business is the meeting minutes.
Motion for approval of 9-1. Isn't that the only one that we had?
That's correct. I'll second that motion. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Accounts payable, there's a couple things we're going to do. You want me to do it?
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 325940 through 326006, holding out check numbers 325978 and 325991. Also, approving warrants 5484 through 5488, and then three transfers, one from Road and Bridge, one from the election fund to for a new computer, and then one from the transfer station to Road and Bridge.
I'll second the motion.
All right, so we have a motion and a second for what I just read off, which was lengthy. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So we've taken care of accounts payable. All right, we'll move on to the next bit. It's been a discussion that Danny and I and Ron have had for months and months about our HR department. And so what we have liked to do is introduce Ms. Linda Sorensen. If you would come up here to the microphone and make some comments. She has recently taken our position as the Director of Human Resources for the county. And Danny, if you want to throw any comments out right now before Linda takes over?
I'm just very happy to have Linda in place. I think it'll be a great benefit to each employee that works for the county and to the elected officials and administration to have someone on board that can write the policy book the way that it should be wrote, and really appreciate you being here.
I really appreciate you bringing me on board. I am very excited to be here, a little nervous, but I have thought a lot about what direction I want to take, and I think my very main objective is to serve the county and at the same time serve each and every employee and to just bring them all together. I do have 16 years of human resources experience, and I'm ready to put all that into action.
Wonderful. Today's her first day. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Dixie will be working with Dixie Wagner from the benefits side. I know that you've got a long list of things to do from the handbook mm-hmm. to, there's lots of things.
Right.
So at this point, Danny, you want to throw any more questions? I mean, we'll open it up if anybody wants to have any questions about Linda and her role is going to continue to be developed, I should say. We know that there's a lot of areas that HR needs some attention within the Taney County. And so with Linda's experience, we believe really we can you could have fast track and start taking care of the employees as well as serve the county. So, seeing nothing. Thank you. Okay. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Mr. Erickson, you can make your way up here. Thank you. Next on the agenda, we have county uniforms and roof replacement, I think. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to let you drive then. If you wouldn't mind explaining the bid and what we're doing and all that.
Absolutely. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We have two bid openings this morning, and the first one on the agenda is for county uniforms. And I'm happy to report that I've gotten four responses for county uniforms, one as late as about half an hour ago. So I'll open these up in the order that I received them. The first one is from Cintas. All these companies are in Springfield. I received this one on Friday. Now, the RFP that I used is somewhat complicated. It has a breakdown on the various needs that I put on here based on responses that I got from the different departments. These uniforms cover four different county departments. So we tried to combine this as best we could, and it looks like this response from Cintas, and we have a representative here with us today from Cintas, has broken it down in the various different levels, and I would ask the commissioners, if once I'm finished opening all of these, I would ask y'all to set a time certain, maybe on Thursday or even next Monday, for me to have a time period to review all these responses and put them on a spreadsheet and see what we have here. But it looks like everything is filled out completely. All of the questions that I put on here in the different areas have been answered, and the amounts are populated accordingly.
Okay. That was Cintas?
That was Cintas.
Okay.
The second one that I received is this larger box from UniFirst. Get the old hog sticker out on this one.
As you're opening it, Nikki, can we just put this on for Thursday morning?
Yes.
Okay.
Again, this one is from UniFirst, and it looks like they've given me a couple of copies of lengthy brochures. As well as a catalog. And a price sheet that is completed entirely. And again, I'll have to compare those prices on a spreadsheet. They're broken down as I've asked for them to be, and everything is signed, sealed, and delivered.
All right.
From UniFirst. The next one I received was from Aramark. Again, all these companies are in Springfield. Price sheet completely filled out and signed as well.
All right.
Aramark. The last one I received was this morning from Ameripride.
Say that again, Ameri what?
Ameripride.
Okay, thank you.
Springfield. All the required information here again is filled out completely and signed for our perusal.
All right. So, those, how many requests did you send out?
Five or six.
Okay. So we had a pretty good turnout then.
Yeah.
That will be Thursday morning.
Thursday
morning. Nikki, I'll get with you with the exact time. First thing in the morning, but.
Thank you.
All right. Next item, we have a roof replacement. Is that right?
Right. This bid is for roof replacement on the extension office. And I've received three sealed bids for this one. The first one, again, these are marked in order that I received them. The first one I received the other day on Friday was from Cox Roofing Company in Springfield. I thought Renee was going to stick her head in on this one. But
she was just in here. She was just in here.
The forms that were required in the RFP have been completed here. The price, total cost to the county, estimated by Cox Roofing, written on here, is $10,380 even.
He'll have to dig through and find out what the combination is. After this, I mean, you can get a copy of everything that is read, and so you can, otherwise Thursday you'll be able to explain it.
Yep. The second one I received was from B&C Remodeling. Mr. Lonnie Brown. And they are listing a price of $8,375. And the last one I received just this morning from Finley Brothers Roofing. Paperwork looks to be completed, and the representative is here this morning. Thank you for coming. And they have a listed price of $4,780 even.
Okay.
So what I would ask the commission, again, to set a time certain Thursday
morning,
give us some time to sit down with Renee and review the details of all these and make sure all the necessary elements are present. We can make any inquiries if we have to. We'll contact the participants if we have any questions.
Sounds great, Ron. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll see you again Thursday.
Anything else for me?
No, sir.
Okay, I'll get out of your hair.
Commissioner Strahan, we are done until the 9:30, so If that's all right, I'm going to stand in recess till 9:30.
All right.